Okay, so you know those rags-to-riches stories that just kind of blow you away?
Yeah.
Well, we're about to dive into one that's seriously incredible. The story of Madam C.J. Walker. This woman went from picking cotton on a plantation
Wow.
to becoming America's first female self-made millionaire.
You don't hear that every day.
No, you don't. And here's the thing. She didn't win the lottery. She didn't strike gold.
Right.
She built a business empire from the ground up.
Now that's impressive.
Yeah, starting with hair care products.
Interesting. I mean, it's fascinating how she didn't just see a problem, but actually created a solution and
Exactly.
like tapped into a market that was pretty much overlooked at the time.
Exactly. So today we're going to unpack those innovative products, her savvy business strategies, and how she used her success to uplift others through philanthropy and social activism.
Sounds like a full plate.
Oh, it is. It's a story that's both inspiring and thought-provoking. So buckle up.
I'm ready. What I find really interesting is how her personal struggles actually fueled her drive. You know, she didn't let those hardships define her. They became a source of strength and motivation.
Absolutely. So let's rewind the clock, okay, back to 1867.
Okay.
Just imagine being born on a Louisiana plantation just 2 years after the Civil War ends to
Wow.
parents who had been enslaved. That was Sarah Breedlove's reality, the woman who would later become known as Madam C.J. Walker.
It's hard to even fathom that kind of beginning. We have to remember the context here. You know, she was born into a system designed to limit opportunities for Black people.
And those limitations, they hit hard. Right from the start, orphaned at seven,
Oh my
she's
God.
working in those cotton fields alongside her sister.
It's heartbreaking.
Later, she faced an abusive brother-in-law
Oh no.
and became a widowed single mother at just 20 years old.
It's unbelievable. I mean, the resilience she must have had to develop just to survive.
It's incredible. But here's the thing. Even amidst all that hardship, there was still a spark in her.
Right.
She was determined to build a better life for her daughter, Lelia. And she found inspiration in the educated women of her community, particularly those in her church choir.
Oh, that's beautiful. She saw those women as role models and realized that education could be a
Yeah.
path to a better future.
Powerful, right? And even after her second marriage ended in divorce, she never gave up on that dream. But this is where things take a really interesting turn, Clip. Walker started experiencing hair loss.
Uh-oh.
Now, this was a common issue back
You
then,
can imagine.
made worse by harsh products and infrequent washing.
And we have to think about the limited access to proper hygiene and healthcare,
I bet you
especially
right.
for Black women. All those
Absolutely.
factors contributed to the problem.
It's mind-blowing when you consider all those layers of challenges, right?
Yeah.
And that's when another incredible woman enters the story,
Okay.
Annie Turnbull Malone,
Okay.
an African-American businesswoman who created a line of hair care products.
Interesting.
Walker began using Malone's products and even joined her team as a sales agent. It was her first step into the world of hair care and entrepreneurship.
Malone was a real pioneer, paving the way for Black women in the beauty industry.
Yes.
But their paths, they kind of diverged at the 1904 World's Fair.
Oh.
Walker was really disappointed by the lack of recognition for the African American community,
Yeah.
which, you know, probably fueled her ambition to forge her own path.
It's like that experience lit a fire under her.
Totally.
She realized that if she wanted to see real change, she had to create it herself. So soon after, she moved to Denver and
Okay.
started developing her own hair care solutions. Imagine her drawing inspiration from her own experiences, her
Wow.
brother's knowledge as barbers,
That's
and
cool.
even home remedies.
Talk about
Right.
resourcefulness.
But hold on. There's a little drama in this story.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Walker and Malone eventually had a falling out over allegations of a stolen hair care formula. This sparked a rivalry between these two powerful women in the
Yeah.
hair care industry.
Rivalries can be messy, but they often push everyone involved. To innovate and strive for excellence makes you wonder how the industry might have evolved differently without that competition.
That's a great point. And amidst all this, Walker married Charles Joseph Walker, an ad man who helped her with branding and promotion.
Okay.
She adopted the now famous name Adam C.J. Walker
I see.
and took a leap of faith. It's like she was stepping into her power and embracing her destiny.
That name change was a statement.
Yes.
It was a declaration of her independence and her ambition. She was creating an identity that would become synonymous with success and empowerment.
So in 1906, with just $1.25,
Wow.
she launched Madam Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower,
Okay.
a product specifically targeting the scalp and hair problems faced by Black women.
And here's where her understanding of her audience really comes through. This product was a sulfur-based treatment,
okay,
which was effective, but let's be honest, not the most pleasant smell. So she cleverly combined it with beeswax coconut oil and a violet extract perfume to mask that sulfurous odor.
That's brilliant marketing.
It is.
She knew that for her product to be successful, it had to address both the physical and the emotional needs of her customers.
She really understood her market.
Yeah, it was a game changer.
And it really speaks to her, like, ingenuity, you know? She really understood her target market.
Yeah.
She didn't just create a product. She created a solution that was both effective and appealing.
And the product was just the beginning.
Right.
The business, like, exploded.
Wow.
But it wasn't just luck. She was a savvy businesswoman with a real knack for marketing and building a dedicated sales force.
Yeah, I mean, she had this, like, innate ability to connect with people and inspire them to join her movement. One of her most impactful strategies was creating this national network of sales agents, primarily Black women who earned commissions by selling her products. Just imagine the impact of that, especially during a time when opportunities for Black women were incredibly limited.
It was revolutionary. She was empowering these women to become entrepreneurs and build their own businesses. She even provided training programs.
What?
And established Lilia College to teach them her methods.
Smart.
And ensure brand consistency.
It's like what we talk about with Think and Act locally, you know, equipping residents with the tools and knowledge they need to make a difference.
Yeah.
She understood that education and empowerment go hand in hand.
Exactly. And she didn't stop there. She understood the power of visual representation and advertised heavily in African-American newspapers and magazines.
That's direct marketing.
Yes, directly reaching her target audience. Her husband's advertising expertise definitely came in handy.
Oh, for sure. They knew how to craft a message that resonated with their customers. It wasn't just about selling a product.
Right.
It was about promoting a vision of beauty, self-care, and economic independence.
It was like selling a dream, and people were buying into it.
Yeah.
And get this, she traveled expensively to promote her products and build her brand. She understood the power of face-to-face connections.
It's all about building relationships. Yeah.
And building relationships. She was a master networker, building a community around her brand. It's like what you were saying earlier about acting locally, connecting with your neighbors, building relationships, and working together to create positive change.
Absolutely. And those Walker parlors, her beauty salons, they were more than just places to get your hair done.
Oh, yeah.
They were community hubs where Black women could gather, connect, and learn about hair care and beauty.
Like incubators for entrepreneurship.
Exactly. A lot of the women who worked as Walker agents went on to open their own salons using the skills and knowledge they gained from Walker's training programs.
That's amazing. It's like she created this ripple effect of empowerment, not just for herself, but for countless other Black women across the country.
Incredible. And her business thrived.
Oh, yeah. By 1910, her company was grossing over $10,000 annually.
That's a lot of money back then.
Just 3 years later, they were bringing in $3,000 a month. That's almost $97,000 in today's dollars.
Wow. Now, while she was often referred to as a millionaire, it's important to note that her personal assets at the time of her death in 1919 were closer to $600,000.
Okay.
But that was still a phenomenal achievement.
Oh, yeah. And her success didn't stop her from giving back. She became deeply committed to philanthropy and social activism, using her wealth to uplift others and advocate for change. I mean, think about that. She built this empire from scratch, facing all sorts of obstacles,
right,
and still found the time and resources to make a difference in the world. It's truly inspiring.
Her philanthropy wasn't just about writing checks, though.
Right.
It was about strategic investments in the future of the Black community. She focused on education, healthcare, and economic empowerment, understanding that these were the pillars of lasting change.
And she didn't shy away from taking a stand for what she believed in. She was a vocal advocate for anti-lynching legislation, spoke out against racial violence and discrimination, and even went to the White House to lobby for the rights of Black soldiers during World War I.
That's courage. She wasn't afraid to use her platform to amplify the voices of the marginalized and fight for a more equitable society. It really makes you wonder what she would think of our world today.
It does, doesn't it?
You know, what would she say about the challenges and opportunities facing our communities here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena?
I think she would encourage us to keep fighting to justice and equality, to support local businesses.
Yeah.
And to find ways to power and uplift our neighbors, and probably remind us that even small actions can make a big difference.
Just like she started with $1.25 and a dream.
Right.
We can all take steps, no matter how small, to create positive change in our communities.
She was a true visionary, a trailblazer who broke down barriers and paved the way for generations to come.
Her story is a reminder that anything is possible with determination, resilience, and a commitment to making a difference.
And her legacy lives on not just through her company and her products,
right,
but through the countless lives she touched and the inspiration she continues to provide. It's a story that deserves to be told, celebrated, and remembered. And speaking of remembering her legacy, reminds us of the importance of supporting organizations like Think and Act Locally.
Yes, we're dedicated to providing residents with the resources and information they need to create positive change right here in their own backyards.
Exactly. If you're feeling inspired by Madam C.J. Walker's story and want to get involved in making a difference in our community, we encourage you to visit our website, thinkandactlocally.com.
You'll find information on local organizations, volunteer opportunities, upcoming events, and ways to connect with like-minded individuals.
And if you find value in what we do, if you believe in our mission of empowering local residents, we would be so grateful for your support.
You can find a link to donate in our show notes. Every contribution, no matter how small, helps us continue to provide valuable resources and amplify the voices of those working to improve our community.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive into the extraordinary life of Madam C.J. Walker, let's take a moment to reflect on her impact and how her story resonates with our mission here at Think and Act Locally.
Her journey reminds us that even amidst adversity, we can create positive change in our communities and beyond.
Yeah.
Her focus on empowering Black women through economic opportunity aligns perfectly with our mission of empowering local residents to improve their lives and make a difference.
Her story shows us that it's not enough to simply dream of a better future. We have to take action, even small steps, to make that dream a reality.
And her legacy of philanthropy reminds us that we all have a responsibility to give back to our communities, whether it's through financial donations, volunteer of our time, or simply using our voices to advocate for positive change.
And for those of you listening in the Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena areas, remember that you can make a difference right here in our own community.
We have so many opportunities to get involved, to support local businesses, to advocate for policies that benefit our neighbors, and to build a stronger, more vibrant community together.
Madam C.J. Walker's story is proof that one person can spark a movement.
Absolutely.
And together we can create a ripple effect of positive change that will benefit generations to come.
And you know what's really inspiring is that she didn't start out as this millionaire philanthropist.
Right.
She started by helping those around her, those in her immediate community.
Yeah.
And as her success grew, so did her capacity to give back.
It's a good reminder that we don't have to wait till we've made it to make a difference.
Exactly. And speaking of making a difference, we here at Think and Act Locally are dedicated to giving you the resources and information you need to create that positive change right here in your own backyard.
If Madam C.J. Walker's story has sparked a fire in you,
yeah.
If you're feeling inspired to get involved and make a difference, we encourage you to visit our website, thinkandactlocally.com.
You'll find tons of information on local organizations, volunteer opportunities, upcoming events, and ways to connect with like-minded people who are passionate about making our community a better place.
And if you find value in what we do, if you believe in our mission of empowering local residents to think and act locally, we would be so grateful for your support.
You can find a link to donate in our show notes. Every contribution, no matter how small, helps us continue to provide these valuable resources and amplify the voices of those working hard to improve our community.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the incredible life of Madam C.J. Walker, we want to leave you with a challenge.
Okay.
Think about the legacy you want to leave behind. What impact do you want to have on your community, on the world?
Big questions.
They are. But what steps can you take today, no matter how small, to start making that vision a reality?
I think that's key. Starting somewhere, anywhere.
Yeah. Remember, Madam C.J. Walker's story shows us that anything is possible with determination, resilience, and a commitment to making a difference.
It's true. She's such an inspiration.
So go out there, think big, act locally, and let's create a brighter future together.